Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Live from New York, it's the show that doesn't quite know what the Brooklyn Nets are doing. I don't know if that Ben Simmons trade worked out. I don't know, but you know what?
Ben was supposed to get busy this year.
Yeah, you were trying to buy into Ben this year.
I'm trying
year.
To be an optimist.
Okay, well, you can't give that
they
to Sean Marks.
They said he was going to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
First things okay. First. Today, Cowboys culture is called a zoo. Why Bruce Tate gets more right by the day. Meanwhile, is any team going to swoop in, try to woo Baker, or is he definitely headed back to Tampa Bay, where, by the way, there are Dolphins? And finally, Thursday, time for the most motivational segment in all of sports. Oh, it's in an old mainstay of the Bud List, Russell Wilson, alongside.
He's been on a lot of Bud.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You know, also Baker. And now Baker's getting nine figures. Russ is looking for a job.
I motivated Baker. It worked with Baker.
Alongside Nick Wright, I'm Kevin Wilds. Brew. Has the Bud List worked for Russ? It's motivational.
He was better last year.
Oh, my.
Was he? Nick's ripping him like
he lost his job.
Like he was a D-minus quarterback. He was about a C-plus quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a B-minus.
B-minus?
C-plus, C-plus.
Okay. And that's why Sean Payton
The numbers are B-minus. The actual performance, C-plus.
Okay. C-plus.
We start with the Kings over the King. And worked out okay. Nick, you called this a must-win yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
And now we deal with the fallout. I did.
All right, so what's that mean?
Done? Let him do his read.
I must win.
I said they were done.
That's why you got to be careful when you must win. Because they lost. So now what?
Let him do his read.
That's what you used to be like. Used to not understand must win.
Let Wild
now you do. LeBron had to leave the floor because his ankle hurt. That wasn't good. Here he is post-game.
He looks fine.
It's just my ankle. It's just what I've been... I deal with before the break, after the break, just managing as best way I can, you know. Played the whole third, sat a little bit to start the fourth, and, you know, when I got back in, it kind of just, you know, whatever. It's just something that's been dealt with.
Yeah. He had to go right back. If they were ahead, do you think he would go back and get treatment on his ankle?
Is that the question we're
asking? What are you trying to say, Wild?
I'm just saying that he is the best. The absolute best person in the world at putting little Easter eggs out. That you're supposed to figure out. Like, interesting. He just leaves like, I'm out of here. We're losing. AD's not doing something. I don't agree with what Darvin Ham's doing with the lineups. Or his ankle hurts. Or all a combination. So what's the story? LeBron's injury or the Lakers' loss?
Well, because like you, I don't think this is... I didn't see him writhing in pain like you saw Giannis writhing, who, by the way, missed zero
it's
games.
It's amazing.
Isn't it? After a while, we're talking about the devastating injuries.
I'm not saying it's devastating. I'm saying
you talk like he was going to be out for 3 months.
It's an Achilles.
That's what you said.
It's an Achilles.
Let's say,
Josh, can you get that data on Achilles? Big deal or no big deal?
I can't believe I'm going that serious. Let's stay on topic. But because I don't think this was necessarily a devastating injury or ailment that LeBron's dealing with. I understand that. It's definitely
36 minutes.
Right. It's the bigger story is the Lakers' loss, bar none. And it was an awful loss. Awful. They were up 17 in the first quarter, down 15 at halftime.
I think they were up 19.
Okay, so up 19 in the first quarter, down 15 at halftime. And so there are a lot of levels of frustration here because, and I know you don't, sometimes, I shouldn't say you, some people don't like to hear this. This was an instance, though, where LeBron did play really well and was like the one of the only Lakers. Rui played relatively well as well. But LeBron had 31 and 13 assists on just 16 shots. And so how do the Lakers get, you know, have a 50-point negative turnaround from their biggest lead to their biggest deficit? Well, just weird stuff, man. So the rotations would be this. The starting five built a 12-point lead in the first 5 minutes of the game and then never played again until the start of the second half. That's odd. I'm not acting like I even think Cam Reddish should be a major part of the rotation. But 2 days ago, Cam Reddish is fit, or 2 games ago, is finishing the Nuggets game. In this, today, he gets a DNP coach's decision. So that's the coaching piece of it. Then there is the weirder Anthony Davis piece of it. And Anthony Davis, I think, has been a whipping post when he shouldn't be at times. But AD struggles with these European centers needs to be investigated. He has lost 16 consecutive games to Sabonis and Jokic. 16
games. Well, Jokic
games.
Is just better.
Oh, but I get it, but Sabonis not. But to win seven, to where the seven straight against Jokic the last 2 years, never beaten Sabonis. And I think it speaks to Brew. AD's never really wanted to play center. He's been kind of forced into it. And those two centers in particular want to body you, want to lean into you, and AD doesn't do well with it. It's not an excuse. Yeah. It's infuriating, actually. But the reason I think it's such a big deal is because you can't be the 9 or the 10. You can be the 7 or the 8. Mm. You can't be the 9 or the 10. And now Sacramento essentially, Brew, has a 5-game lead on them because they're up 4 losses and they have swept the season series up to this point. Even the Lakers win a couple games, it probably won't matter. So this is a big loss. This is a big, bad loss.
Yeah, must be.
I agree with you on the loss, but let me say this about LeBron's injury. And this is why I think it's just a little bit of a concern. And obviously, I didn't even see a limp when he was walking, you know.
He had to leave in the floor. Tunnel. It was almost an emergency. Right.
But let me say this. Since the start of January, or this calendar year, 2024, he is essentially every 4 or 5 games he's had to take off a game. He had just played 7 straight, but that was after missing 2 games straight and the All-Star break. So I know he played 14 minutes in the All-Star game. But my point is, this is concerning because is he going to be able to hold up for a playoff run? Right, where you're at times playing every other day, and obviously it's more intense. Yep. The opponents are more intense. You're more intense. There's a mental strain that's not there in the regular season. And if he has to miss a game here or there, and even if he doesn't miss a game here or there, is he able to play at the level? You know, he might be hurting, but say I'm going to play because it's the playoffs.
That's what he did last
year. Is he
year.
Able to play at the level that they need him to play at to really win a series? So I think it's a bit of a concern. It's just something you need to watch. But I'm with you. The loss was bigger. Yesterday I downplayed the importance of this game. I've changed my tune.
Oh,
you did.
Because I think
3 minutes ago.
Yeah, you also made fun of us at the start of the show.
No, yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to say. But here's what I'm going to add a little teeth to it. Oh. This is a bad matchup for the Lakers. All right, just like the Lakers are a bad matchup for OKC, they are a bad matchup for the Lakers. They've beaten them down. We know this because we talked about it yesterday. 7 of the last 8 games. And I'm going to give you what I believe is some of the reasons for AD's struggles. Number one, why they struggle against the Kings, and AD is a part of this. They can't. I mean, De'Aaron Fox is arguably the fastest guy.
They can't
in the
guard
league.
The point of attack.
They can't even. And we know nobody can really stop Fox.
Yeah.
But they can't even keep him in front of them a little bit.
Correct.
Austin Reeves tries. He's not fast enough. D'Angelo Russell is just a bad defender.
Yep.
So De'Aaron Fox has his way.
Yeah, no, 44 yesterday. In this matchup, they miss Vanderbilt.
Right. And Cam Reddish, as mediocre as he is. Maybe you give him a shot. Can you at least just stop him a little bit?
Can you text that to Darvin?
Slow him down a tad bit. I will text that to Darvin.
Please.
But Fox averages 36 points a game this season against the Lakers. Mm. That's the most against any team in the league that he's played more than once. All right, so he has his way. Now, what happens when he has his way? All right, and he's getting to the lane whenever he wants because he's the second, as far as guards, second in the league in points in the paint. So when he gets into the lane, AD has to either help, and then that leaves Sabonis open for, if not a basket, and a rebound. Yeah. And Sabonis averages 17 rebounds against the Lakers. And so you see these are AD's numbers. Not only do you see the rebounds of Sabonis, this is head-to-head this season. They're 0-3, obviously. 0-9 career against Sabonis. But, Nick, even if, like, you see, look at, we don't have AD's fouls on there. I have put that on there. Okay, AD fouls 4.5 times a game, 4.3 fouls a game against the Kings. That's the most against also, any team
and,
in the league.
And that got him that's out of my, their rotation the yesterday.
Right. Yeah. So when Fox breaks down your defense or Monk or whoever, and AD has to come off his man and help, he may foul. If he doesn't foul, Sabonis is open for a bucket, a layup, a rebound, whatever it is. And so this is a tough matchup for the Lakers. And so this is a team that could beat them if they especially if you have to play them in a play-in.
Well, that's right. Really the only
that
place
really
they would
scared,
play
right, them. Unless they got deep.
And
right.
that would be a tough – and you'd probably be in Sacramento. And to the point you made a couple days ago.
They're bad on the road.
Lakers bad on the road against everybody.
Well, they've got the Bucks tomorrow, so.
Well, that's the other thing. It's the Bucks, then the Timberwolves, and they have the issue with Towns now. And then the Kings again. It's a rough –
no, it's a tough – right.
It's a tough stretch.
Absolutely.
And for a game that they – it's one thing if you come out sleepwalking. You shouldn't ever in a game this big, if you will.
Win.
Exactly. But to have it flip like that –
today's
where it was,
NBA is so crazy. Yeah. That's the thing with the threes. I mean, you see Lee's like just vanish all,
sure.
vanish all the time.
Especially when Darvin Ham is coaching.
Oh, see?
Stay in California.
Guy used one timeout in 2.5 hours.
Let him, when Phil Jackson did it was all good.
Well okay.
What a take.
Just saying.
What a take.
Let him play through it.
They played to the 10th seed. Stay in California where the Warriors ricocheted back from a 54-point loss to beat the Bucks by 35. Steph had 29. And the win put the Warriors in the 9th spot. So, Brew, were you surprised by the Warriors' turnaround blowout win?
I was surprised. I understand some reasons for it, but I was surprised because Milwaukee's been playing well, won 6 straight, and their defense has been good. Like, Doc has helped the defense since the end of January. They've been, like, the 4th best defense in the league. Yesterday, I know he said he thought they were all right defensively. They gave up, like, 57% shooting, and they Golden State hit a ton of threes. And that's why I understand. But let me get to why I'm surprised. Giannis was back, all right? And they had just come off a big win without Giannis. And you would expect that things would have went well with Giannis and Dame. And so I was surprised by that. What doesn't surprise me is that what Doc has done with their defense is what he should have done. They're so big. Now, they're slow. They're big and slow. So what he's done is had Lopez and Giannis protect the rim again like they were
like
under Budenholzer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great. But if you're playing a team that can shoot and they get hot, they're always going to be hot. But if they're hot and Golden State was hot last night, then that's when something like this can happen. So kind of yes and no.
Yeah, so listen, I was shocked. I'm higher on Milwaukee than, you know, most folks, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. And the fact that I thought they were going to have the emotional boost of we were looking at it as, you know, how much time is Giannis going to miss? He's going to miss time. How much? Fact that he didn't miss any additional games, that piece of it. Now, I am not going to extrapolate this to the levels that I think some will, which is people really want to believe in Golden State.
Yeah.
People really want to. And I think part of it is because people like Steph. Part of it is because it feels familiar. Part of it is because people actually do like dynasties and they want to keep them going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think they are trying to speak into existence a more dangerous Warriors team than actually exists, despite last night they looked great. And by the way, if you want to do that, just wait a week because the Warriors are about to be on a winning streak. Because they have the opposite thing the Lakers have going on, which is their next 3 games are the Bulls, the Spurs. So you could beat Milwaukee, you then have these 3 games all of a sudden.
And they've been playing other than the 50-point blowout.
Yes. Prior to that, they had been playing well. And that also, not to tie it totally back to the Lakers, but it matters in this row. The Warriors are the 9, Lakers are the 10. Lakers about to have that tough stretch. Warriors about to have this easy stretch. We've already talked about the Kings being up ahead of them. You're running out of teams you're likely to jump.
Yeah.
If you're the Lakers. Yeah. And so I am surprised by it. It also doesn't change for me while it's my long-term belief on the Warriors.
That you do not believe in
that. I don't think they can get out of round one. I know you're a little higher than.
I would love to see it. I'm like what you said before, like because also, and one reason you didn't bring up, it would resurrect the Magic versus Steph debate if they could win a championship.
Oh, sure.
But they can't.
Yeah. Let me get your take on this play that kind of jumped out. It's Klay catching his 12th dunk of the year. And everyone is very happy and surprised. Now, it wasn't that
surprising.
Acrobat. Kind of. It's his 12th of the year. He had 10 last night. In his last three games, he had 10, 6, and 14. How far do you think, like, are we happy with this? Or are we like, oh, good for Klay. He had 10. I just want Klay to old Klay.
Well, he had 10 in the first half, I believe. I think he had 10 at halftime. Look, he's coming off the bench now. And bench players, for the most part, are going to fluctuate. Sometimes you're going to be hot. Sometimes you're not going to be able to get it going. So, as long as his attitude is right, and again, they're not a contender. I don't even think they're a contender.
Yeah.
To win the West, they're not a contender. Could they maybe be a spoiler for a round?
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
Okay. I do think Klay's attitude is probably shortly going to improve because it's about to get warm enough in the Bay for him to spend even more time on that boat.
I saw him on the boat.
We saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, that's good for everybody. Time on the open water, the fresh air. Klay loves it. I feel like he's going to be back in his groove a bit.
Splash Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, thanks.
Meanwhile, the Bucks had 9 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's right, 9. Team overall scored 90 all game. So here's Doc on this offense.
I know this is going to sound a shock to you. I really didn't think this was our defense. I thought it was our offense. I didn't think we played solid offense all night. They have 21 points off of our turnovers. They had 15 block shots. So they were in transition or in early offense the whole game. Due to our bad offense.
That's not shocking at all. You had 9 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I agree with him.
Shot 17%.
Well, the offense was bad, but the defense was bad, too.
They had 90 points.
Today's NBA, that's like smart.
They gave up 48% shooting from three.
Really, had 9 points.
No, the offense was bad. It was all bad. Okay. They gave up 125 points.
I know, but he's acting like it. Right. This is going to blow your mind.
I think it was all bad. In today's NBA, scoring 90 is worse than allowing 125.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's
like scoring 50 in the 90s. I mean, it's bad.
So are the Bucks over, under, or perfectly rated?
Well, listen, right now they have the fourth best title odds, and they have worse title odds than the Clippers. That is underrated. And listen, no disrespect to your beloved Clippers, bro.
Maybe.
But if I were ranking contenders, Denver right now should be the favorites. They're not. Boston is. But Denver should
They're not even ahead of top Knicks tiers.
I understand that. And I think that the East is far harder to get through for Boston, Milwaukee, Miami, because I think the East has three true viable contenders to win the conference, plus whatever you think Philly is pending Embiid's help. I think the West has Denver, and then a bunch of teams hoping a different team beats Denver so they can beat that team. Let me put it like this. The only team that I think, if Denver is at full strength, has a better than puncher's chance of beating them. Because I think the Bucks, Giannis, Jokic, Dame, Murray, and then let the rest play out. I think you can say, listen, I'm not trying to disrespect Denver, but I think it's disrespectful to Milwaukee to act like that Giannis can't be the better player for 2 weeks. Of course he could.
Yeah.
And I know it's not just the best player, but so much. So I think they are right now a touch underrated, Brew.
Believe it or not, I agree with you in that I would flip them in the Clippers. The Clippers have been upsetting me. And last night, they came back and beat your Rockets.
Yeah.
But they looked bad for a lot of that game. And the Clippers, you know, James Harden, there's a question there. So I think Boston, I agree, Denver, Boston, Milwaukee. It should be that order.
Okay.
So Milwaukee, they should be number. And they are a tad underrated. Look, when Dame and Giannis both play, their record of percentage, right? They win over 70% of their games. That would be like the second best record in the league. Yep. So, yeah, they should be a tad bit higher.
From Josh, they're 16-15 on the road this year. Last year, they were 26-15 on the road. They've got 9 more road games, and only the Wizards are not in the playoffs. So we'll pencil in the Wizards win. But everything else, like all of a sudden, like, oh, are we below 500 on the road?
But I think comparing this year's Milwaukee team to last year's Milwaukee team on full season stats is going to be a bit of a fool's errand. Because last year's team had the continuity, it was the championship core, they had the same coach, they had all of it. They made this trade, I think, knowing and changed coaches twice now. So they obviously didn't anticipate doing that part of it. But saying it might be a work in progress early, but we hope to be better late. So it's not surprising to me that Milwaukee was better at a lot of stuff over the width and breadth of last season. Its question is how they're going to be at the end. Okay.
And Middleton's been out, too.
Yeah.
Finally, bad news out of Minnesota. Cat has a torn meniscus, out indefinitely. Wolves are tied with OKC for the top spot in the West, but tough one here. Cat averaging 22-8. Brew your reaction.
Well, look, man, I just hope he's back. It's really unfortunate. I don't think they would have won the West with him, or hopefully he's back, and I don't think they will win the West with him, but I think they would be dangerous. I think they're the best defensive team in the league. Mm-hmm. He can score inside, and he's a great three-point shooter, 42% from three. It's just unfortunate, and I think if he's out, it just opens things up even more for those teams below Denver.
Of course.
Because I think they were – I think – and they also – I'm not saying they would beat Denver, but they're one of the teams that – you mentioned Milwaukee – that has the size to at least – bother Jokic a little bit with Gobert and Kat.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's very unfortunate.
Yeah, but if he's out, then we know exactly what Minnesota is.
The Jazz?
Utah 2.0.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert, a scoring wing, and we know what that turns
into
in the playoffs.
But those teams got, you know.
The one seed and lost. Deep.
Yeah, but they get to the conference finals once?
No, they got the second round. No, they never got to the conference finals. I'm almost certain of that.
They lost to the Clippers. I think that was the second round.
Listen, I just think that we know what we know what a team in the playoffs will look like if one of your top two guys is Gobert. The idea for the Thunder, the Timberwolves, that was interesting is you're going to have such a different roles because you have Carl and Rudy, and then you have Anthony in the place of Donovan Mitchell. So it would be – if he's out, they're done.
Yeah.
If I don't think know if anyone at this table fully believes in them, even if he's in. Mm-hmm. But if he's out –
not
they're,
as a team that could win the West.
Which is a weird thing to say about the one seed or the potential one seed, but that's where we're at. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Bills, Super Bowl window closing. It's next on FS1, the Fox Sports Channel on SiriusXM. It's great. You're in your car listening?
It is great.
Oh, my goodness. I listen to that John Mayer station.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bills were over the cap, so they released cornerback Tre'Davious White, safety and team captain Jordan Poyer, center and team captain Mitch Morse, among others. The moves, which included some contract restructuring, saved the Bills almost $40 million in cap space. So, Nick.
Why don't you do the voice, Wilds? The voice.
What's my voice?
Your little making fun of me, doing your little nerd pocket protector voice. Do the voice, Wilds. Now it's good to have someone that understands salary cap on the show. Oh, now all of a sudden the cap's real. Now all of a sudden the dollars matter.
When you look at the numbers, guys, it's Von Miller's contract really killing you.
Exactly right.
You guys took your shots at the Chiefs and missed, and now you got to deal with the contract.
Exactly right. Thank you, Wilds. And you guys think it's all fun and games. Ever the Saints media has tricked everyone to think, no, the cap's fake. No, it's not fake, America. Every dollar you pay a player shows up on some year's cap sheet. And I am not saying that it is always a mistake to borrow from the future versions of your team. Mm-hmm. The Rams did it right when they got Stafford. Won a damn Super Bowl.
And
they
now then, they're back.
Then took their medicine, tried to repeat, couldn't. Took their medicine for a year or two, but they actually were better in the second year of it than they thought. Now they're back. The Bucs went all in with Brady, kept going all in until he left, took their medicine. Baker made it so the medicine wasn't even that bad. Yeah. And now they're clean of it. So it's not always the wrong decision. What is painful is when you take your shot the way Buffalo did and you whiff entirely. And now you are in a spot where you have, should be the meat of Josh Allen's prime, and instead of adding, you're subtracting. And that is a painful place to be. And so I'm not surprised the Bills are cleaning house because I have Spot Rack Premium, and I study this stuff.
And I didn't know there was a premium.
Yeah, $62 a year. It's about $60 I spend every year. Yeah, you can see it coming. And so they accepted it, and you made fun of me, but it's true. The Von Miller contract is killing them. Mm-hmm. And they, even though he took a little less money yesterday, Brew, and so this is what you got to do in order to be cap compliant by March 13th, unless you wanted to borrow even more heavily and then really have to tear it down. And this was only a halfway teardown.
Yeah, Poyer, you hate to see him go. He's a very good player. Tre'Davious White is great, but he played 10 games the last 2 years.
Yep.
Only played 11 the year before that. So he really hasn't been healthy in, like, the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. So you see him go, even though he's a big name. So, you know, it's Nick's right about what they had to do. I want to get to your next question.
Well, hold on. Before we get to the next question, can I just then show you one thing real quick? Because we do have the tail of the tape now, because all the ballots are in on the Babe Ruth trade of the NFL. Because Trey White was the last piece remaining from what the Bills got for trading the greatest player to ever play. Mm. So let's just see how it worked out for him. At least in the Babe Ruth trade, they were, you know, Henry Frazee was able to produce No No Nanette, the Broadway play he was trying to finance with his $125,000.
Wasn't it like 85 years before they won?
Yes. That, though, is a they have no players left from it. They won nothing during it, and the Chiefs have 8 years left of Mahomes' deal and have already won 3 Super Bowls. It's a pretty tough pill to swallow. Go ahead.
I think it would be nicer to the Bills.
What do you mean? Because they,
even
oh,
if they
oh, really?
Had all those yeah.
Were the
they
Yankees nice to the Red Sox after them for 100 years? No.
Not really until Mariano Rivera gave up the lead. Odds to win the AFC. KC's at 1. That's no surprise. Baltimore's at 2. Bills still at 3. Joe Burrow and the Bengals at 4. Then it's the Dolphins with their sweet, sweet uniform.
That's a social media
vibe.
He loves the turquoise.
He loves the dolphin.
I like the dolphin.
He likes the dolphin really? When he wears a helmet.
Okay.
is the Bills Super Bowl window still open, bro?
Yeah, it's going to be open as long as Josh Allen is in his prime. Now, the problem that Buffalo and Allen have is the same problem that Lamar and Joe Burrow and C.J. Stroud and Justin Herbert and all these guys have is that Mahomes is there. Now, he's not going to win it every year, so one of them's got to get it in a year he doesn't win it. But they are still – they're going to be what they have been the last several years, which is one of those – I'm not picking them to win the AFC, but they can win 10, 11 games, maybe more, and be in the hunt of the group chasing Kansas City. Because here's the thing, Nick. Offensively, most of these, other than the center, most of the guys they release on the defensive side of the ball. All right, they still got Stephon Diggs. We'll see if that ends up being the case. We'll see what happens with Gabe Davis. But Shakir looks like he's going to be pretty good. James Cook. Like, all their offensive guys that made them move last year are still there, and they may go out and get somebody else. All right. Defensively, and I think this is probably part of why they did what they did yesterday, they're looking at it like Matt Milano missed 12 games. Trey White, I said, missed 13. Rasul Douglas missed 11. Daquan Jones missed 10. Like, and we still had the fourth best defense in the league in terms of points allowed. So I think defensively, Nick, they're still going to be good. And then offensively, they're kind of similar to what they are. So they'll still be in the hunt.
Okay. Other than Josh Allen, is there a single great player on the Bills?
You don't think Stephon's great?
I don't know if he still is. I know.
Milano.
Milano coming off the injury. I don't know.
Assuming he's back to what he was.
I mean, that's a tough age, tough position coming off that injury. I think he was.
Right.
So Milano maybe. Diggs was like the 45th best receiver in the league for the final 3 months.
But Diggs possibly. Like, he's still,
That felt like it was by design.
Their tight ends are good. They're not best in the league, but they got two good tight ends.
They spent the high pick on Dalton Kincaid. Dawson Knox, fine. Mm-hmm. I thought they had an overrated roster before they cut their best corner, both their safeties. There's the center they've had for the entirety of Josh Allen's prime. Like, there's a lot. Can I interest you, Wilds?
Sure.
Can I interest you?
Are you going to do it?
And an impromptu? Okay. What is it?
It's called Title Pie.
Title Pie. Put it on the screen.
Real graphic.
Oh, there's the graphic.
Okay.
For this, the AFC.
Take that off quickly.
Wait, no, why?
Get Jacksonville out of there.
It's 2%. You don't think
I don't care. Hold on.
They should
0.5%.
Okay. Jacksonville should
get them out.
Hold on one second.
Get them out.
I can put the Chargers on, but not Jacksonville. When they play in the playoffs, Jacksonville won.
They got somebody.
Hold on. Just wait one second.
Harbaugh.
I know you're focusing on the wrong parts of the
play. Sorry, jumped out like a hair
so
in the soup.
I understand people are going to say the Chiefs having 80% insane. However, the Chiefs have 100% chance to be in the final two. The AFC title game, because that's where their season starts every year.
Yeah.
So that puts them at 50 before the ball, before a play is played. And they'll be a big favorite in that game if anyone's learned their lesson. So 80% might be a little conservative. So then I give Cincinnati and Houston what we would call a puncher's chance. Buffalo right after. Baltimore, I think, because they're about to lose significant pieces. And then the young quarterbacks that we'll see in Herbert and Trevor. I think that's more than fair. So that's where I give not quite as good of a chance as C.J. Stroud, but a slightly better chance than Trevor Lawrence and the Jags. That's how I feel about the Bills. They're on their fourth title pie.
I mean, I know that we're in the tiny slivers of title pie, but why did all of a sudden the Texans get the nod over Baltimore?
What do you mean? Because it's a new year, because the Texans should be better and they can add pieces. Baltimore's going to be worse and losing pieces. And I trust C.J. Stroud.
More than Lamar Jackson?
Yes. Yes.
You know he was down on Lamar big time last
year. Oh, and how'd that work out
one
for
MVP?
Me?
I'm
just saying,
how'd that work
down
out for
on Lamar big
I just
time.
Saw Lamar.
Got one MVP.
Look, yeah, I understand. And then threw into triple coverage in the fourth quarter of a playoff game that he was favored to win
at home.
Stop
running. That's what he should do. Yeah, Lamar. Okay. Don't be afraid to run
okay,
the ball.
You know what? Here's another reason I like C.J. Stroud. Nobody gets mad if C.J. Stroud keeps throwing. So nobody's like, gosh darn it, C.J., why don't you tuck and run more? So, yeah,
MVP. The Texans. Unanimous.
He was great last year.
But you feel like he shouldn't have won it.
Who, Lamar? I
think
he should have
won it.
Mahomes.
Last year?
I don't know. I won Super Bowl.
I mean,
Super Bowl MVP, yeah.
I knew he would do it. Yeah, yell at him like I did.
Regular season MVP, stop.
Well, the regular season, then he carried him to the Super Bowl. Check in on the Bake Show. All signs point to him returning to Tampa Bay. Florio floating out that the Bake Show will be in the $30 to $35 million range.
Oh,
Josh pulled up.
A discount.
I think that's fair. Other QBs in that salary tier with the Bake Show. Well, Carr, Cousins, who's about to get paid again, and Goff.
It's a tad misleading.
Yeah, I think this is misleading.
Not
Cousins about to get a
golf,
new deal.
Right.
Cousins is about to. Cousins makes $0 now.
Okay.
And the Carr's one is fair.
Okay. Someone put a mic on Josh. He gave me this. He said you liked it.
Do you like the
deal for Baker and the Bucks? I think it's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is
last year. Thank
a touch less than. If he was trying to press for the most money possible, then you'd get a little more than this. Because
could he get 40?
Well, the franchise tag's right above 36. And that's typically where negotiations start because it's like, okay, I won't take it. You're in franchise, right? And so I think he's going to end at 3 years, 100. $65 million guaranteed,
perfect.
Which is right there. And so I think that is, if the question is he worth that, which is right in this range, I say unequivocally, yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's only worth that to Tampa. I do understand. I think Tampa's the best for him,
right?
Potentially. But I really mean this, and this is not a Mac Jones thing. But if I were the Patriots, and I would be, and I'm not how the new front office there works, I would really be pounding the phones to try to figure out, okay, who does want to trade up for three? What would they give us? How far back would we have to go? You know what I mean? And could we turn the third overall pick into two, you know, by trading from 3 to 6 to 8, whatever, could we turn into multiple ones, take a tackle, whether it's Fuaga or Alt, and then have Baker come in and stabilize? That, to me, for the Patriots, would be worth the money because you have the money. But someone absolutely should give him this money, Brew.
Somebody. Yeah, that's fine. That range is fine. You know, Baker answered a lot of questions last year. I'll give him credit. Mm-hmm. He had to come back. He showed he matured, right? He had to come back from football hell for a while where he was at. And Evans wants him back. You know, they got a nice relationship there on the field. And he did what he did last year without a running game. Like, if they can improve, we know that's been their problem for several years.
I don't know why they don't want to run the ball or can't run the ball.
Yeah, they can. If they can improve it a little, last year they were last in the league in yards per carry, then you would think he'd be even better. So, yeah, that money is fair. What I would rather it be, as you said, 3 years. I'm not ready to lock in Baker for 4 or 5 years if I'm Tampa Bay or any team yet, because he did struggle the last few years. But 3 years – let's see what he does. You know, I believe it. And they got a good backup, Kyle Trask, if something happens. So, yeah, I like him in Tampa.
That's a great point.
Are you open to what I'm saying at all?
I like the big show. I just do not see it happening. I feel like he 100% wants to stay in Tampa Bay. I feel like Tampa Bay's front office 100% wants to keep him. So it's weird. It's like, go out and find another offer. He's like, I don't really want to. And I don't think the Patriots would actually do it. I think we're either sticking with Mac Jones, who did make the Pro Bowl, or drafting somebody. Did he not?
Not this year or last year.
How about the year? How about his rookie year?
I think Baker might have made that year's Pro Bowl as well.
Three great quarterbacks.
And to be clear, it's just the Patriots are in a weird spot because let's say they love Caleb, they know he's not going to be there, and they love Drake May, but they don't believe in Jaden Daniels. You know what I mean? There's a possibility the Patriots like a quarterback who could be there at 3, but also might not be there at 3, and then what do? You draft him?
Stay with Mac Jones. Hello. Oh,
okay.
Stay with Mac Jones. You have a franchise quarterback. Put some pieces around him.
Wilds.
Well, look, I'll give you that.
You see Warren Sharp's tweet? You see Warren Sharp's tweet about Devontae Parker separation? Check it out.
What does that have to do?
Texans tight end Dalton Schultz joined the Pat McAfee show and discussed the difference between the Texans culture and the Cowboys culture. Turns out Texans culture about football. Cowboys culture, not so much. Quote, there's people literally going on tours while you're lifting in the weight room. They've got a one-way mirror for people to look at. It's literally a zoo, dude. There's people tapping on the glass. That's the brand they've built. That's what Jerry Jones likes. Brew, do you think this contributes to winning football?
It's even worse than it looks. Because let me set the context.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz was in Dallas for 5 years, all right? Mm-hmm. He is comparing the Cowboys to a franchise that had maybe an even worse culture before this season. He is comparing the Cowboys to a team that had a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback building a culture. And to him, it was night and day. Can you imagine if you went to Kansas City or Baltimore or San Francisco? I mean, this is ridiculous, all right? And Dalton Schultz, you're welcome.
Oh.
He literally took the words out of my mouth. I probably said that exact thing 4 months ago. This is horrendous, all right? And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say something.
Oh.
If Jerry Jones, on the first day of training camp, talked to the media and said, look, it's my last interview this season, guys. I'm not doing the radio interviews every week. Talk to Mike, Dak, Micah, all right? If he said that, if he ended the tours, okay, ended the tours, no more tours during practice, all right? If he said, talk to Micah, look, we're turning over a new ship, we'd like you to stop the podcast. I guarantee you, they stopped talking about the Super Bowl every 2 or 3 weeks. I guarantee you, you would see an improved product on the football field. And the players, to use DeMarcus Lawrence's term, I think he's the one that said it, would not be emotionally spent and burnt out by the time the playoffs rolled around. Because you know what organizations, Nick, win Super Bowls?
The Chiefs.
Football franchises. Football. football franchise. Not production companies, not tourist attractions, not circuses, and not zoos. Football franchises.
Okay.
They don't make all the money like the Cowboys, the production company that they are, but they win Super Bowls.
So
that's excellent.
So
great.
I really wanted to go against Brew here. And when I first saw this quote,
yeah.
I heard the beginning of this interview, but then they weren't talking about Fauci, so I was like, not for me today, so I turned it off. So I hadn't seen the whole length of the quote. He says it's literally a zoo because people are literally tapping on the glass. Yes. And I was like, oh, so it kind of is literally like a zoo. It's similar. And so instead of going against Brew, I'm going to present Brew with a piece of audio and just get his reaction because I think it is setting him up well. Colin had Andy Reid on today. And, you know, I'm very happy for Colin. You know, Andy, when we hugged at the parade, I thought you'd come on here first, but you know what? Good for, you know, seniority has its privileges. And Colin's a better interviewer than us, so he probably got better stuff. That was sincere. The other thing was sarcasm. He asked Andy about going for a three-peat, Brew. And I know you were prepping, so you didn't hear it. Here's what Andy Reid, a three-time Super Bowl champion, the winner of the back-to-back Super Bowls, 2 hours ago said about thinking about going for a three-peat. We'll play it, and then I just take your reaction to it. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I don't worry about the three-peat and all of that. That's not where I'm at. I mean, our guys might think about it or whoever. That's not how I think. I think about it very simply of make sure that you're ready to go when we get to St. Joe. That's training camp.
Love it.
Brew?
That's the culture center in Kansas City. He and Patrick Mahomes. And Mahomes takes the cue from Andy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Jerry is the culture center. I bet you if we got Jerry Jones on tomorrow, he'd be talking about the Super Bowl. That's yeah. what we're trying to win a no, Super Bowl. That's what we're not. I think we're going to be right. We're all in.
I think, Wild, yeah. that if Jerry Jones were asked about wanting to three-peat right now, being on a zero-peat, he would engage on it. 100%. That's the whole thing. And so I just saw that. And I think some of this stuff, here's the thing. I think Brew is largely right. I think it's been proven out. Where my frustration comes at times is I feel like Jerry is to blame for this. And the players take the blame often. You know what I mean?
Like Dak is not at fault for the culture.
And totally agree. And Micah, I don't even think Micah's a young star establishing himself, and he's a great player. And he's, you know, his podcast, we can say, is a bit of a nuisance at times, but he's not malicious about anything. Right. And it's not his job to set the culture, in my opinion. And so it feels like.
I mean, can I push back? I mean, it's
sure.
kind of his job.
I don't know that we. The star skill position guys are usually not. The Chiefs didn't look for Tyreek to set the culture.
Well, I know that.
Right, no, but I'm saying, like, I think that
it depends on who's your culture set. Like, Hunts don't set the culture in Kansas.
Correct. Andy and Patrick do.
So yeah. if you have a team where either your head coach doesn't set it, and he lets the players, maybe a star player, set it, then I think a Micah, a Dak, and all those
like,
guys
like, I don't
do
look
it.
At Micah as more bombastic than Ja'Marr Chase. And, no, you know what I mean? Nobody says the Bengals have a bad culture. They're like, hey, Burrow and Zach Taylor set the culture, and Ja'Marr is, an eccentric receiver.
Said Burrowhead, and then they went into Arrowhead and lost. So maybe it cost them a chance of going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, all right, fair. But that, to me, is, I guess, to that point, that's more – malicious is the wrong word. That's more
trash talk
than what Micah did.
Micah doesn't really talk
serious franchise.
Trash.
Yeah.
No, exactly. That's right. My point.
Micah is just, even subconsciously, that's allowed? Yes. This is the culture? Okay. Yeah. Let's just be silly. You know, that's what it is. They're silly franchises.
You should have a power ranking of your silly franchises, bro.
For the Wizards are, I mean, the, I mean that, the Russell Celtics of that power ranking.
The fact that Jordan Poole is going to take a shot. Live from New York. It's the show that still believes in Mac Jones. I'm going to go all in.
You get Wilds, you gave up on it.
No, I didn't.
You forget. You gave up on him on the air.
All in on him in the offseason when he can't come up here in a few days.
It's like my first law. Do we have a fight? Yes. Are we back together? Yeah. Root for us.
All right. Root for us. Let's just hold him.
No, I'm saying that happens a lot of time in romantic stories.
Okay.
Break up. Not you guys, I guess. You guys are true love ever since you met at that club. I read the whole thing on your website. Today is pretty simple.
What a bad guy! What a bad guy!
Why am I a bad guy?
I'd be nice. Do the show!
I read the whole thing.
That's personal information.
That you guys met?
Obviously,
you met your wife at some point.
Do the show!
Meanwhile, that's pretty Super Bowl bound. Meanwhile, tonight at 10.
God, dog it.
I thought it was cute. Is it a double must win for Denver and Boston? We're calling this a tattoo game. Brew is going to get a tattoo.
Brew?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's me. But right now, it's time for the most motivational segment in all of sports. It's the Budless. It's one part inspiration, one part motivation, one part indictment. We're never quite sure, so we got some letters to clarify.
Oh.
You know, for the year, whatever. Dear Wilds, love the show. Oh, wow, thanks. Although we prefer to send physical mail, I know, we're also fans of social media and the digital world. Where can we find the show on digital platforms? Cheers, Ryan and Brian. They're young. Gen Z, they love the digital stuff. Well, of course, we have a podcast that's been doing great, our YouTube channel, and you can also find us all on social. Although, Brew, you haven't really followed me on social.
I've been trying to find you.
I know, but...
That's a better one.
That is better. They don't show that belly. That didn't mind.
You look
handsome. That hand is humongous. Look at that. Look at that hand.
More than a hat. It's a 10-gallon hat. This bit has run its course.
I can live with that.
You're out?
I can live with that.
I'm out on the cowboy.
You don't like it when it's chest up. Okay. You like to show the belly.
No, I'm not in charge of that.
All right, here we go. The butt lift. At number 3. Russell Wilson.
Wow.
I mean, he's on there a lot. But Russell, let's just keep it real. It's been a tough week for you. You know what? Been a tough few months.
Oh.
Tough few years, all right, for you. But I know you're an eternal optimist. And so I know you're saying, you know what? All is not lost. And I agree with you. All right, I brought this up the other day, but I'm going to bring it up again because this should be your example. This should be what you're looking at. Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner had a tremendous start to his career in St. Louis, was awesome, and then had a couple of injuries and just fell off. Bad with the Giants. Heck, bad for his first 3 years with Arizona. Went 8-18 in 3 years with the Cardinals. And then, bam, he's back. All of a sudden, leads him to the Super Bowl, makes the Pro Bowl, in the running for comeback player of the year, and now he's in the Hall of Fame. So, and he did that at age 37. Okay, so Russ, you got to go somewhere with the right attitude, be humble, get back to the basics. Like, think of yourself as a rookie. I'm going out here to prove they don't believe in me. I'm going to prove somebody that I'm what I used to be. So, Russ, I believe in you. Keep your head up. At number 2, going to the NBA, Anthony Edwards. Yeah. Anthony, you know you're my guy, you and Wimby and Ja.
No.
And when Wild's Dishes gets rid of Shingun, maybe he'll be one of my guys too. And look, and I was going to put you on here before the news broke of Karl Anthony Towns. And my charge was going to be stop the silliness. Because you're right, Wild's. They are a silly franchise. All right? And as the book of Ecclesiastes says, Anthony, there's a time for everything. There's a time to be fun and silly, but there's a time to get serious. There is also a time that the game starts. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, sometimes, whatever it is, but you gotta be there on time. All right, so get rid of the silliness. But now that Karl Anthony Towns might be out, this is the time for you to take charge. Whether he's out or not, you still gotta take charge because you are the leader of that team. But, man, you could really establish yourself now. And no one's expecting you guys to even do anything. With or without Cat, they're not expecting you to get to the finals. So take this time, take charge of the team, turn it up, and make a strong, deep playoff run with or without Karl Anthony Towns, and you will be in line on the short list of future faces of the NBA.
Ooh,
I believe in
I
you,
agree
Ant.
With that.
Edwards.
Yeah, all right, you and me, bro, we believe in him.
I believe in
him. Yeah, we all believe. I believe in him. You dropped him, Wilds. All right, at number one, Jason Tatum.
Ooh.
Jason, Wilds went on a big rant yesterday, and I know you were feeling it. Why am I only fifth in the MVP vote? How in the world is that happening when I am the best player on the best team record-wise by a mile in the NBA? I'm giving them 27, 8, and 5. How in the world am I fifth? I'm doing damage. You're right, Jason. You are doing damage, especially in clutch moments. Wow, you're doing damage to the backboards and damage to your team because you are the fourth worst clutch scorer in the league in clutch moments. Last 5 minutes, game within 5 points. Over the last 3 years, you are lower than any other star player in effective field goal percentage in the clutch, 38%. All right? So I still believe in you, though, Jason, and tonight is the time for you to turn it around. You got the Denver Nuggets. Go in there, and I don't think you're going to blow them out.
No.
All right? So this is going to be a good opportunity for you to change the narrative on you. All right? So when it gets tight, don't take an incredibly tough shot. If you draw a double or triple team, kick it to an open man for the bucket, a la LeBron James, or go to the hole. Get fouled or dunk on somebody or even lay it up on somebody. Jason, send a message with your team tonight to the Denver Nuggets that you guys are forced to be reckoned with. And if this is the finals preview, you got to put it in their head and yours that you can beat them, even in Denver. Jason, I believe in you.
Excellent. That's a great Bud list. And you alluded to something there that I totally agree with, which is not that Boston is likely to blow out Denver, but a close win would actually be better than a blowout win.
Yes.
For Boston. Yeah, we know that because they're not going to, if they play them again, not going to in the finals, not going to think you're going to blow them out four times. You're going to have to win close games, so it'd be good for them. So
take.
You disagree? That's fine.
Well, I mean, if they won by 50 points.
I would think people would throw the game out. I think they'd throw the game out. It doesn't matter. So I don't know about you guys, but if I'm close with someone, close enough, I consider their close friends almost friends by proxy. So, like, I don't know Rob Parker really well, but I root for Rob Parker. I like Rob Parker because of his relationship with you. I don't know Bill Simmons very well, but I like Bill in his relationship to you, Wilds. It's kind of how I feel about Sean Payton. I don't know Sean Payton, but some of my, Peter Schrager, Colin Cowherd, are good friends with him. So I, despite the fact that he's the coach of my arch nemesis team, I root for him as the person. So this pains me because I think he took the wrong job.
Oh.
Sean Payton is now in a world where his first 3 years with the Denver Broncos, he is going to have the cap hit and constructs of having a franchise quarterback without having any quarterback. Russell Wilson last year, this coming year, and the next year, the cap hit. They just had to cut, in my opinion, the second best player on the entire team. Three-time All-Pro safety Justin Simmons because he's not any good anymore? Because he's hurt all the time? No. Because they needed the money. They are drafting 12th. All of the projections right now say we are having four quarterbacks in the top 11. So there are, especially with Minnesota needing quarterback at 11, they could trade up. The Giants wanting quarterback. Top three teams wanting quarterbacks. All of it. So Broncos are going to find themselves in this position. Door number one. Go into the season with Jared Stidham. That doesn't sound good. Door number two, stay at 12 and take the fifth quarterback off the board. That doesn't sound great. Door number three, trade the little draft capital you have to move up so you can take the third or the fourth quarterback off the board. That doesn't sound great. You look at their roster on offense, I think people have finally come to the realization, not a ton of talent. That great wide receiving core doesn't exist. Javonte Williams, when healthy, seemed like he could have been good. He's dealt with injuries. So what does Sean Payton have? Here is my fear for my friend's friend, that he's never going to be able to get off the ground in Denver. Mm. That they're going to be paying for great quarterback play with no quarterback at all. That they spent draft picks to get Russ, spent draft picks to get Sean, might have spent draft picks to get a quarterback that's going to take time to get there, and they're not going to get the benefit of the cheap quarterback because they're paying the bad quarterback who's gone.
No, that's a great take and a good addition to the Bud list, because obviously you got to deal with Kansas City and not the Chargers. What we think will be a great quarterback and now a great coach. So, and then who knows what the Raiders will end up doing. So, I think he knows he took the wrong job. Had he just been able to be patient 1 year, he would have probably got the Chargers job.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they still would have went with Harbaugh after winning the championship, but he would have been right there, and everybody would have been pushing him for that job. So, it doesn't look good.
Or maybe,
and the way it started, not just with the problems with Russ, but the criticism of Nat Hackett, the 70-point game they gave up, like, it has not started well.
If he hadn't gotten the Chargers job, if he was available this offseason, would Jerry have fired Mike McCarthy to hire him?
Oh,
maybe. So it's just a tough spot.
Yeah, definitely.
I am putting Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Okay.
Jake Paul.
On the Bud list. Yeah, they're both on the Bud list. More of a motivation. And I'm going to give you, although it's a boxing match, I'm going to give you the interesting Olympics here of why I'm interested in this. The bronze medal of my interesting Olympics is it's on July 20th, right after the All-Star Game, baseball All-Star Game. There's nothing going on. So it's going to have the night to itself. I don't even think baseball's back yet. So you're going to have the night to yourself. It's on Netflix. You don't have to pay $75 for it. It's the right time, right price if you have Netflix. If you don't, it's a good deal. So that's number one. Reason number two, I'm actually interested in the spectacle of it, right? If we look at Mike Tyson, he's 57 years old. He's 50-6, and he's fought several champions. Lennox Lewis, obviously. Evander Holyfield, Michael Sphinx. Meanwhile, Jake Paul's 9-1. He fought Nate Diaz, Tommy Fury, Anderson Silva, and he knocked out Nate Robinson, which was actually the undercard of Mike Tyson's last fight with Roy Jones. But here's the gold medal of what I'm interested in, Bruin. You tell me if you are also interested. I'm interested in if Jake Paul wants to be a real boxer. Like, I'm kind of interested in, is it just about the money, and you box to get the money so he doesn't need to take tough fights? He doesn't need to put himself in harm's way when he can get the big purse.
No, right.
Or is there some goal, larger kind of sports history he can make by being a real boxer and fighting real fighters of his age and talent level?
Well, look, he fought Tommy Fury, who's he's Tyson Fury's brother, I believe. He's a bad heavyweight, and he beat Jake Paul. All right, so Mike Tyson's going to be 58 when they fight. I don't want to see it because I don't look.
You don't want to see
it? I'm going to watch it.
Okay, then you
I'm going to watch it with fear. Tyson better not lose to Jake Paul.
He's
going to
lose.
He's 58.
He's going to lose.
Evander Holyfield got knocked out in the first round by Victor Belfort because Holyfield was 58. And if Tyson loses to Jake Paul, you think he's going to lose?
Well, Vegas has Jake Paul at minus 500. He's risk 500 to win 100.
And a 58-year-old man losing to, what is Paul, 27 or something?
Yeah.
Is not, obviously, that's what you expect.
Like,
but he's Mike Tyson. He's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he's not going to.
This is what I want. I want Tyson to take it seriously. Like, the Roy Jones thing was they were playing around, not trying
That's
to knock each other out.
Be.
Take it seriously and knock Jake Paul out. Like, that's what, if Tyson, he better not get beat. That's just going to hurt
my
heart.
Do you know where the fight is?
Oh, I didn't even tell you.
Is it in, like, Dubai or something?
No,
like that?
more sensational. Where do you think it is?
Just tell him.
It's Jerry World.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Maybe while the Cowboys are working out.
No,
fight.
Speaking of Cowboys. last 5 years, welcome back to the show, for the 49ers have included two Super Bowl appearances. They lost both. Two conference finals appearances. They lost those two. Well, four, but you know. 54 regular season wins. But Debo wants to remind everyone, get into the Super Bowl. Quite difficult. Take a listen.
People just say, you know, it's always the next year. But I heard that in 2019 and it took four more years to get where we at. So I mean, it's not that easy as people think to get to the Super Bowl. And, you know, it takes everything. It takes me, the coaches, the guys, the people upstairs, and for them to bring people in to help and for everything just to play out right. It's just like you're not going to snap your hands and you're just back in the Super Bowl.
Unless you're the Chiefs. Buying Purdy can get the 49ers back to the Super Bowl, bro.
Well, first of all, Debo is absolutely right. Like, there's a reason we have something called the Super Bowl hangover, right? The team that loses. We saw it with Philadelphia this year. And so imagine what it's like to be in two Super Bowls in the last 5 years, four NFC championship games, as you said, in the last 5 years, and you don't win it. Like, the emotional toll, that's going to be tough. But to answer your question, absolutely. I'm not predicting he definitely will, but absolutely, can he? He's answered every question.
Has he?
Yeah.
Every question. I mean, heck, a lot of guys haven't won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, true.
This dude don't even have two full seasons as a starter. I believe he's going to improve. He's 24 years old. I think he's going to get more confident. He's going to be smarter. He's going to be more poised. All right, he's going to be even better in that offense. All right? He has proven that in the big games, he can play well.
Yeah.
Even on the biggest stage in the Super Bowl, he wasn't lights out, but he played well. This,
you know, the
he
same
led the game winning, potentially game winning drive.
Okay, so.
And then his defense gave up a drive to the best quarterback ever.
So, okay.
All right, so that's his fault. He's led comebacks. When people said, can he win?
Yeah.
Can he overcome adversity? Yeah. Can he come back? He came back not only in the regular season, but in playoff games.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't know that he came back in the regular season. Came back in the playoff games.
He had a regular season game, I believe, too.
2 years ago against the Raiders, we were talking about that, the overtime game, I think.
He bounced back from bad performances.
I think, okay, my answer is no. And there's a lot to unpack with what Brew just said. And I didn't really do it right after the Super Bowl because we were kind of basking in the glory of the Chiefs. Yeah. And it didn't feel like the right time. But it... You know, if people have gone back and rewatched that Super Bowl, you don't have to have done it as many times as I have, which is 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
there are, you know, a couple plays in particular that look a lot like just shorter throws. The missed pass to Emmanuel Sanders that we have hung around Jimmy Garoppolo's neck for 5 years, where it's like, oh, that was a open touchdown in the Super Bowl that if you make, you win. And with Purdy, everyone still, it's a weird thing where it's like we have to see him at the MVP ceremony. We have to, you know, talk about him like he's a great player. But we also have to be like, come on, don't be harsh on the kid. He did miss a guy wide open to win the Super Bowl, but it's okay. And so do I think Brock Purdy's going to be better next year? No. If you think
Why
he
not?
Is, you think he's going to win the MVP.
No, I don't measure better just by stats or just by awards. I don't.
No, okay, that's
he right, could
that's
be better, not be even in the MVP race, depending on what other guys do.
Well,
but he could. I think he's going to be a smarter. Why wouldn't he be smarter, more comfortable in the offense, more confident, more better rapport with his receivers? Why wouldn't he?
Okay,
have
no. I think that might. Okay, so you're right. We are defining it differently. I think that could happen, and that last year is the pinnacle of his career in every way. From stats to recognition to team success. My money would be on from a MVP finish, from a passer rating, from a touchdown interception, from a team success, that last year is as good as it ever gets for Brock Purdy.
Why is that?
That's a safe.
What?
I mean,
why
that's
is that?
Because to be better, he's going to have to win the MVP. They're going to have to
I'm
win
not talking
the
about
Super Bowl.
I'm mainly talking about the stats that you said.
Yeah.
Why can't he have a higher passer rating? His passer rating has been great since day one. Why can't he throw more touchdowns, fewer interceptions?
Yeah, because
he had he had a couple of bad interception games this season.
Yeah, and he's still. What did he finish? Second in league in passer rating, third in league in passer rating. I mean, it's foggy now. Best in the league in pass rating, second in touchdown interceptions, one of those. I know he's first, second with Dak and almost everything, all those categories, because I think he was playing over his skis a bit. And I think that the struggles that we saw in the postseason were in part because those weren't great defenses he was playing against in the first two rounds.
The Chiefs Super Bowl,
No. I'm talking about but he played his best in that game. I'm talking about the first two rounds of the playoffs. Were some of the interception luck and some of the turnover-worthy play luck, some of those things catching up with him. And so I think he is And this is where I think you agree with me. You think I'm being mean, but you agree with a lot of it, Brew. I think he is around the exact league average quarterback, around 14 to 17. And when that player has a year that ends in the Super Bowl and at the MVP award ceremony, we don't typically think that year is going to be duplicated. So, no, I think
he's
Niners,
an average quarterback. What, I hate to do this because I thought I had put this away.
Why?
I put it away.
Why?
Because this is you.
That's
you.
How am I moving it?
He answered all the questions you wanted answered. Can he come back?
Yep.
And now you're saying, oh, he was Jimmy Garoppolo in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well,
Nick, he played well. He played well in the Super Bowl. He didn't play great. He played well.
We've got a podcast. We've got a YouTube channel. We have several social media accounts and also a physical address where you can send us real mail. Next week, Predictions Week. Very similar to our football predictions. What?
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yeah, sure you did.
I didn't see that. I think you look good there. Starting on Monday, great categories. Do we know what they are yet? Mental time. Magic Wizards. Jordan Poole encouraged to shoot the ball here from his teammates. He does not. Probably a wise decision. Ends the game.
They should cut all
points.
Of those guys who were encouraging him.
Cut them?
That's the Wizards way.
Dragonfly Jones, this team is the 73-win Warriors of silliness.
Oh, that's good.
Like, they're a historic team that will not be forgotten. Bronze medal. Speaking of the 73-win Warriors, Steph Curry, 29-8-5 in a 35-point drubbing of the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Silver medal, SGA. You know what? My guy. I'm just going to claim him. Sure. You guys just left him out there. You guys are arguing over John Anthony Edwards. SGA, my guy. 37-5 in a win over the Blazers. And then a gold. Actually, my guy, De'Aaron Fox. 44 points because the Lakers just, believe it or not, I know Darvin Ham was shocked by it. Max Christie didn't have a lot of success. Hey, Max, you try to go guard. Are you kidding me? There's the medal stand from last night in the Association.
Celtics-Denver tonight, finals preview. Both teams coming off close losses. Last game in Boston, Denver 1-1. And tell me if you've heard this before. Tatum misses a fadeaway.
He could have went to the hole. My God.
It's not his style, so he ended up losing. Murray at 35.
At least he kicked his leg out.
Right. He draw that kind
of. The Celtics' first loss at home. That was their first one. So, Brew, is this must-win game for the Celtics?
I do think for the Celtics. I mean, look, I'm not going to bury them if they lose, but you need to win this game to show Denver we can beat them. If
they
can't in the finals.
They cannot.
Well, they only lost by two.
Doesn't matter. That was
but that's
at
when they struggled in the close game. So they need to win.
Nobody can beat Denver in a seven-game series.
Put
Denver
your
wins.
Money where your mouth is.
What do you want me to do?
You know what I want you to do.
Nick has temporary tattoos. That say never a doubt on them.
Yeah.
He wants me to put one on my lower back.
No, I don't want you to put it on your lower back.
He wants me to put one on my neck.
On his neck. He wants me the bad. My tattoo's real. We have fake ones. He wants me the bad boy of sports TV.
I am the bad boy of sports TV. Don't question that. It'll be on my lower back.